For 30 years, Together We Can has provided scholarships to eligible public high school seniors here in the Chattanooga area, targeting college-bound students who are first generation or otherwise in need. It's one of the most successful scholarship programs run by the Community Foundation of Greater Chattanooga, which created Together We Can in 1992 with the City of Chattanooga. Today, due to rising tuition costs, the maximum award for a Together We Can scholarship is $5,000 per school year, and one recipient for this school year has just started attending our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. A few days ago, I spoke with three Chattanooga natives, also helped by Together We Can. Wade Hinton is a lawyer and executive who has served as Chattanooga's city attorney and run for mayor of Chattanooga, and now he works with the Community Foundation on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Lenward Lee Bracken Jr., known as LB, is a local creative, logistics, and customer service guru, and on this station, you might recognize him as one of the hosts on Amplify by Rise Chattanooga, heard Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. here on WUTC. Zora McKissick attends Howard University in Washington, D.C., where she majors in history and minors in classical civilizations. I spoke with Wade, LB, and Zora as part of our ongoing series of conversations on scenic routes in partnership with the Community Foundation.
Talk about how you heard about Together We Can.
I became familiar with the scholarship through working with my guidance counselor at Arts and Sciences. Years ago, I'm a first-generation college graduate, so I didn't necessarily have, my family didn't walk me through this. These are the steps you've got to take, but my guidance counselor was really helpful in getting me to prepare and apply for scholarships. And Together We Can was one of those. You know, it was only later that I actually understood that this scholarship was actually funded through the city of Chattanooga. And so, you know, I was certainly excited to receive a scholarship to help with costs for education.
I was super excited to be applying to college and to be going to college. It was always a dream of mine. And my dream school was Howard University, which I do now attend. And it was very expensive. And I said I would go if I was able to cover all of it with scholarship funds. So I've been working very closely with my college counselor. I am a graduate of STEM School Chattanooga. And she would have people come and visit. And one of those individuals was Rebecca Suttles from the Community Foundation. And she came and spoke with us. She helped us get set up through the Community Foundation portal. And you go in and you fill out a survey. And based off the information you input, it tells you what scholarships that you were eligible for. So I went in and applied for all the ones that I was eligible for. And Together We Can was one of them.
So my story is a little bit different. Much like Wade, I am first generation college graduate. But I, even as a young man, like I knew, I can tell you 15, I was like, my aspirations are to go to college. I didn't know how I was going to get there. And I was a realist, even as a young man, I was like, I'm probably not going to get a full ride. I'm pretty decent, but I don't think I'm going to have all the bases covered. And so actually what happened was I had an aunt that had a part-time job. And her part-time job was actually cleaning the offices at the Community Foundation. And so on weekends, me, my aunt, my mom, we would be together. Same routine. We would go to the laundromat. We would walk across the street to the grocery store. And I was always talking about, you know, hey, you need me to do some odd jobs. I need to pick up some money. I was always trying to throw money back. Looking ahead, I was like, I don't know where I'm going. I know I'm leaving. I'll probably be back. But she actually mentioned to me that she was cleaning up one day and she was like, hey, have you ever heard of such and such? And I was like, no. And she told me where they were located. And much like Wade, like I reached out to my guidance department and started asking, inquiring about it. And little did I know, they were literally down the street from my high school. I attended Howard High. And so it was nothing for me to get on foot. And I would make a hike and I would go by there. And I literally just walked in and asked some questions. And, you know, got some information on it. And lo and behold, I was able to be a recipient of it.
And talk more about what that opportunity was able to unlock for each of you. Zora, in your case, you're just getting started.
Yes. Yeah, so as I mentioned previously, my goal was to be able to pay in full for my tuition at Howard University through scholarships. And with Together We Can, I was able to do so. And going into college, my first couple of years, my first 2 years, I would say, where I had a lot of money for that, a lot of scholarships for that. But now I'm going into my final year of college, and I have about two scholarships that are paying for my tuition, not including my institutional funding. And Together We Can is one of my scholarship funds that has been with me throughout my entire college experience. And to me, it just means a lot. They're very kind with Together We Can. They're always reaching out, making sure that I am doing good in school and that I just don't need anything. And they've been with me throughout my whole post-secondary educational experience. And it's just really helped me get through with the support, and not only just financial support, but just, you know, being there as an extra resource.
As for me, I think it did a lot of things for me and for my family. I'll be honest. Like, I knew that I was in a position where there was going to be a minimal amount of financial support that my family could give me. And I wasn't really relying on that. I was more so relying on, okay, I need to take my skill set and try to acquire as much as I can. And so for me, I can operate under stress, but I operate a lot better when that stress is lower. So this kind of took my worries, especially I ended up beginning my undergraduate work at University of Memphis. And so the last thing that I wanted to do was to be away from home. And there's some separation anxiety with my parents and my family and siblings. And then there's the stress of, well, I got this book I need to get. And, you know, I'm trying to focus on my studies, so I'm not working right now. And, you know, it just really alleviated at the time what were major concerns for me, and it allowed me to just really be able to kind of focus in on, okay, hey, you got everything you need to do, you know, now take those tools and work to be successful.
You know, I'm listening to Zora and LB, and in many ways, like with Zora, I wish I had that kind of vision to think I want all of my tuition paid before I could get there. But I was more like LB in some ways. Like I did okay, and I did well in school, but I knew I was not going to get a full ride. So it was a combination of, you know, some financial assistance from my school, a little bit of student loans, but these scholarships, and this scholarship in particular, helped really, you know. And I ended up going down to Emory University, and, you know, it was, again, it was very helpful. It was also, I think to Zora's point, staying in contact with the Community Foundation, right? At the time, Pete Cooper was president, and, you know, it was always interesting just sort of to get the conversation going about how you're doing with your grades and things like that. So it was great to have that support. I certainly believe, you know, in later years when Rebecca Suttles took over the scholarship program, she took it to the next level in terms of her level of engagement with students, staying in contact with them. And so, you know, I'm a little jealous to know that she had those relationships that I know she still keeps to this day.
And this is an opportunity each of you received as a key to your secondary education, a key to upward economic mobility. While we have these systemic disparities in the education system, that is one constant that each of you has experienced. Talk more about that broader picture.
Thinking about it from a systemic issue, right? You know, I think I was very fortunate to attend CSAS here in Chattanooga. And for me, very early on, I didn't know a lot about systemic issues, but I knew one thing, which was I needed to maybe go to a different school at some point to have different outcomes for whatever my future was. I knew I wanted to go to college even as early as fourth grade and fifth grade, although I hadn't really seen it. I knew I wanted to do it. And so now in hindsight, right, thinking about reflecting on that, where you have kids that have to go to different schools to get a certain education and all of those things. And we've got to really ask ourselves the question of why do we have to actually go through that? Every school should be one that kids feel like they stay here, they're going to grow, they're going to have all the tools and skills they need to prosper. And for parents and for others in the community to recognize and appreciate that every school should do that, right? And be able to do that. We're still facing a challenge on that right now in Hamilton County, especially with the number of private schools, right? Taking taking some of our kids from the public, but we definitely need more investment to make sure we're addressing those systemic issues in a real way. So, you know, I'd love to hear from Zora and LB on their perspective.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree with that. I think as it pertains to education, and as someone who's been to multiple schools, I've jumped around to a lot of schools in my early education, elementary school, I maybe went to 5 or 6 different elementary schools, and I was a little bit more secure. I went to 1 middle school and 1 high school. But as someone who's been to so many different schools, I've definitely noticed the differences in, you know, the resources that schools have, depending on, you know, who's attending those schools, who teaches at those schools, what location those schools are in. And, you know, that's very unfortunate because every child should have access to the same resources. And when we're thinking about it systemically, the way what resources that a child and a teacher has access affects their entire life is crazy. It does affect a child's entire life. The opportunities they have, the resources that they have access to, there should be equity in those resources that students are receiving, that schools are receiving, the funding that schools are receiving, because when they're not, it has terrible outcomes, including, you know, things such as the prison pipeline, just children not having the opportunity to go to school, to pursue greater education when they want to. And those, as you know, affect someone's entire life. I also think that that influenced my decision to go to a historically Black university. I went to, as I mentioned, STEM School Chattanooga, and in my graduating class, there were not a lot of students of color and definitely not a lot of Black students. And although STEM opened up a lot of doors for me and opportunities in terms of networking and having incredible opportunities, especially as it pertains to the STEM field, as far as diversity and inclusion, I would not say that I had the best experience there. Without the support of a few select staff, I don't think that my experience there would have been as enjoyable despite a lot of the academic and professional growth I had there. So that definitely influenced my decision to go to Howard University, a Black college, and just being there and having access to an environment that is inclusive, diverse, where I'm not being declined opportunities because of my gender or my ethnicity, where I'm being prioritized, where the system is created to benefit me. And that really matters. And it's opened up so many doors for me. I've been able to do research. I've worked for Smithsonian. All the dreams that I've had, I've been able to accomplish because I have people who are advocating for me, who are fighting for me, who cared about my growth, not as a student, but as a professional and as a person.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like I said, I wasn't made aware of the opportunities, you know, until that circumstance, you know, with my aunt. And what I think about is, you know, LB's one of the lucky ones, the blessed ones, to be able to receive aid and support to help supplement, you know, a lot of the things that go along with moving on to secondary education. But one of the moments that sticks out to me in my life was I remember finding out about this and instantly going to classmates of mine. Like I said, I attended locally Howard High School, which is a few blocks from where the foundation, you know, was previously located. And so I wasn't the only one. I found that many of my classmates were unaware and it had not been brought to us. And I'm scratching my head. And at the time I had hair and I'm like, how can opportunities be this close and still be so far? And so for me, that was always, it really just became a passion of mine to ensure that, you know, I spread the word and not just about the aid and support that's out there, but also spreading the word about talented, qualified, interested individuals, you know, that can benefit from these resources, whether they be financial or not. And so, you know, that really kind of planted a seed in me because that was a polarizing moment for me in my life, because even though, yes, I'm talking about me, that moment wasn't just about me moving forward. It was about me saying, hey, I'm not the only one that can benefit from this, you know? And so I think just spreading the word of it, you know, it really, from day one, I championed myself to be an ambassador.
We're talking about Together We Can, the scholarship fund at the Community Foundation of Greater Chattanooga, with Wade Hinton, Lenward Lee Bracken Jr., or LB, and Zora McKissick.
I want to pick up on something that Zora mentioned, good points, and so did LB, but One of the things she mentioned was the types of schools she was going to and how that showed up differently. And I think about a quote from Wes Moore, who said, "We're not a product of our environment. We're a product of our expectations." And the question becomes, what expectations are we setting for our kids? What expectations do we have of our schools, right? And so while there are a lot of folks right now who are in many ways attacking those terms that Zora mentioned in terms of diversity and inclusion, the reality is there are kids right now that want to have that still are struggling with feeling that sense of belonging, that sense of engagement at schools. And it shows up in a real way. I mean, they don't have that sense of connection. You know, maybe their grades suffer, maybe they act out. So I think really being mindful of that, that matters. And I would say for something that LB said, that he serves as an ambassador, that's really this scholarship and a few other things really influenced my decision to come back home after law school. I thought about the investment that was made in me, and I thought I could come back and not so I could be that exception, right? So I can help create environments where we could have, I could be the expectation, right? That we really don't have to be the lucky one, right? It should be all of us being able to have access to college, whatever particular path you want to take, right? Whether it's trade school, but really being able to make sure that people know about their options and that there are opportunities out there.
And Wade, I wanted to touch on something you said about ambassador. An ambassador is a representative, and each of you as recipients are representatives. You are ambassadors, and by being ambassadors, you are shifting the concept of representation from aspiration to expectation.
Yeah, well said, Ray. I think absolutely. I think for me, the way that I kind of visualize it now looking at it is a new bar has been set. It's a bar that is not necessarily a concrete one, but one that can shift. And so I decided to not just speak about, you know, the different opportunities that exist, but also be a part of those things in a more tangible way. And so I'm also a part of the Big Brothers program. And my sole purpose was to just let young men know that they have options. This was one of those things. Some people will say, oh, well, it can be considered a crutch. I considered it a propeller. All this did was reassure every thought, every dream, every aspiration that I had. And this was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to remove this barrier out of your way. Now, what you do after that, you know, is up to you. And so I can't say enough how, you know, this has really transcended my life, as well as the life of other individuals that I work with. And even if they're individuals that may not be recipients, you know, there may be some other services that they're able to be connected with, and they may take this message and run with it to others. And so I just think the passing of the torch is just invaluable.
For me, Together We Can was one of the proponents that allowed me to go to Howard University, where I was able to be around people like me, not just people who are Black, but people who just had dreams and wanted to go somewhere where people believed in them and were able to help resource those dreams and help just believe in them as well. And there I've been able to see people doing things that I want to do, people doing things that I never knew could be done, or just out here doing incredible things, and they look like me, but also are a lot different and have a lot of different interests and are accomplishing great things. And that's definitely something that I would have loved to have seen growing up in Hamilton County more. Not to say that didn't exist, but I don't want it to, as we were saying, to be an exception. I want it to be an expectation and be something that you see all the time. And I definitely think that scholarships like Together We Can help invest in that dream. And it meant so much to me to be able to be the recipient of a community foundation scholarship and Together We Can that I even started my own scholarship fund at community foundation in memorial of my brother. And it definitely showed me a different way to get back to my community and to invest in my community.
So Ray, Zora, and LB going to make me tear up here. I really appreciated those stories. And I'm thinking about that give back, that ambassador piece. One, again, as I said, one of the reasons I came back was because I felt like the community invested in me. Part of that also giving back and being an ambassador showed up for me joining the board of Community Foundation for a number of years and just being a part of an organization that is trying to shift expectations in the community. But it also showed up with me when I decided to, I was, you know, fortunately appointed to serve as the city attorney. Again, thinking about the city actually investing in funding these scholarships, knowing that I also was part of a youth program for the city when I was a teenager, thinking about how I could come back and really repay that investment, right, and be a part of creating change and making impact. So for me, again, this scholarship was more than just those 4 years. It plays out for many years to come. And I think about Zora Scholarship. I think about the work LB's doing. Again, it's going to make true impact. And even when I ran for office here locally, thinking about the representation piece, I would have won had Zora voted for me, by the way. But thinking about the expectation of seeing people in certain positions and roles and what that does for our young people, knowing that it's possible, right? It matters when you see that representation. So those are some of the steps, you know, in terms of how we give back. And I know there'll be hundreds of stories, right, that we could call on from recipients of this scholarship.
As someone who knows what having that financial aid can do for a student in terms of, as LB was talking about, taking off burdens, it really does a lot. For me specifically, it was able to open up career and academic opportunities for me. I'd like to do research at some point in my career. And because of that, not having to work in school or not having to worry about how I'm going to pay for my tuition, I really am able to focus on other things that I went to college for, which were not to work or to stress about how to pay for college. It was to learn and to grow as an academic and as a person and to network. And I've really been able to focus my efforts on that, and it's helped me grow. I'm working with researchers at Tuskegee right now and Meredith College, and I'm really getting to interview a lot of Black women activists. I also got to work for Smithsonian in the Office of the Secretary, which was really cool. I've gotten to work with political campaigns and really help come back in Chattanooga and make a difference in terms of working with just being civically engaged, really important. I've worked on voter phone banks and helped organize those. So just because of having that burden taken off, I've been able to make a change in my community, invest in my community, invest in my dreams. And with Together We Can, as was mentioned earlier, I'm excited to see what having that kind of freedom, having that burden taken off, can do for other people, for other scholars and recipients. And I'm excited to see where it takes others.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think about that until you just said that, Zora. Like, it really did. Like, that freed me up, not to just to be able to do other things, but like, I enjoyed college because of that. Because now I wasn't always having to go straight from a study hall or a classroom. You know, I was able to be a part of campus life. I was able, like Zora, to be a part of different organizations. I remember doing Up Till Dawn with St. Jude. It really just, if anything, I think it allowed me to get the full experience and not necessarily be, because I know tons of people, and there was a little small portion of me for a couple of semesters where I was so buckled down where literally I'm just like, man, I'm just going to class and I'm just working on things, and I don't really know where everything else in my life fits around that. And so this really did like allow me, because now that I think about it, like, I had an absolute ball. And it was because I wasn't so burdened down by things that maybe I wouldn't have been able to handle on my own, that I was able to really, you know, spread my wings and really put my arms around so much more because that burden was taken off of me.
All right. And we'll leave it there. Zora, LB, Wade, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
For more information about Together We Can at the Community Foundation of Greater Chattanooga, visit cfgc.org/scholarships. That's cfgc.org/scholarships.